A Montpelier institution has changed hands. After 42 years, a Buch Spieler has new owners. Buch Spieler Records, that is. VPR's Steve Zind has this look at how this independent, locally owned store has come full circle since it opened.
It was a vinyl LP world in 1973 when Fred Wilbur opened Buch Spieler. Then came cassettes.
Cassettes came along and I resisted it.
Eventually, CDs would push everything aside.
The end-all format, which I didn't like.
Wilbur adopted the new technologies, but the advent of downloading and online streaming was something music stores could not easily adjust to.
A lot of my distributors really tried to encourage me to get into video games. I saw them as the new heroine.
So, Buch Spieler marched on as a music store, although business was way down. Today, the store is smaller than it once was, but it survives in an era when many music stores have closed. Buch Spieler became a Montpelier institution not just due to its longevity, though, but also because the store's staff, its funky character, and eclectic mix of music inspired customer loyalty.
We opened one night for a midnight sale for a Miles Davis box set, which everybody said I was completely crazy to do at a midnight sale, and we had a line down the street.
Langdon Street, the block-long, one-way street that feels like Greenwich Village, is perfectly suited to Wilbur's liberal politics, which were on display in the topical buttons, posters, and bumper stickers in the store window. Inside, customers were as likely to be chatting with Wilbur and each other as they were to be shopping for music. Wilbur says he'll miss the society of Buch Spieler customers. And while he is retiring, the store isn't going anywhere. Buch Spieler has new owners. And a funny thing has happened. The store has come full circle. In recent times, Wilbur has stocked the shelves with vinyl to meet a growing demand. The new owners, Nate Lander and Javier Jimenez, plan to build on that. Lander says there's a novelty to vinyl that's attracting people who only know music as something you play on a computer or other device.
Computers can almost have like an inherent uncoolness. I mean, everyone's got a computer, you know what I mean? Like everyone's streaming stuff, you know? I've had people come in, pick up a record and say, you know, what is this?
Beyond the novelty, there's the artwork of the album cover and the analog audio quality that's warmer than CDs and much fuller than downloaded music. Jimenez likens what's happening with vinyl sales to the slow food movement and other shifts in consumer tastes that value quality over quantity or convenience.
It seems to fall within a lot of overlaps, I would say, with artisanal crafted things. There's a quality with the listening experience with records and slowing it down a bit.
Lander says as demand for vinyl has grown, so has the selection available. From reissued rare old recordings to popular new releases.
Artists like Arcade Fire, Modest Mouse, I mean, even Taylor Swift, these people are releasing records on vinyl, and it's selling for us as much as the CD copy.
Buch Spieler's new owners don't expect people to abandon streaming and downloading, but they do think the future lies in the same thing that sustained the store when it started 42 years ago. Vinyl records. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zinn.